And Eric Smith with us here from WNMU-TV, Public TV 13. Was it February? Was that the original deadline last year?
The original date, February 17th.
Not just another pretty face. He can be taught, ladies and gentlemen. And then, of course, the digital transfer was moved to the summertime. And it's been an interesting switch, and we wanted to get an update from you because there's been some great things and there's been a few headaches along the way. What is the update?
Well, there has, and thanks for having me in this morning. Public Television sent out a survey. We sent out about 9,000 surveys. We've had a response rate of a little over 30%, and we're finding that there are still some people with antenna issues. That seems to be probably the common problem that folks have. But converter boxes, there are some that are failing already. They've hardly been used, and some of them just haven't held up. They weren't very expensive to begin with, but still, I think in the rush to get them to market, the manufacturing may not have been what it was. So some folks have noted converter box issues. But overall, we're finding that most people have made the transition. They've switched over to digital. But for those people who are still having some problems, Public TV will have a call-in on Thursday evening at 8 p.m., and folks can phone in their questions about any of the channels and see if they can get some answers.
Who is going to be on the panel? Who's going to be answering these questions?
We have Sonny Reschke, chief engineer for WNMU, and I'll be on the panel. We've talked with some of the other broadcasters to collect information about their experiences, so we should be able to answer most questions about the digital and what people can or can't get.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, and I can speak from our side of this, the broadcast industry is very competitive. But at the same time, all of us being in the same boat, you do have that need to come together. And this is a great opportunity for television in particular in this area to do just that, because you'll all benefit if we get all the answers.
Right. We're hoping that, you know, by having a call in and sort of wrapping up the digital conversion, that we can get those people who just are still experiencing some trouble their information. And we've learned a lot the last 9 months about what works and what doesn't, what people can get, where they can get it, and that's why we decided to do the show.
Now, this is more of a technical issue. We're not talking programming so much as it is the technical side of things. What are people saying about the transfer, those that are getting it and aren't having problems? I'm sure the news there has been pretty positive.
Well, as you know, the digital conversion brought with it more channels. We went from 1 to 3. We've got other broadcasters who've also increased their channels, and that's provided more programming. So I think people have more choices, but the problem is they have to be able to get the signal.